City Council meeting for Tuesday, December 5th, 2023 is called to order. Invocation by Pastor John McIntosh from the Worship on the Water at the Floribama, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Father God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we acknowledge that you are the supreme being above it all, in it all, working through it all. That you are the uncreated creator of everything. You are the Alpha, the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. In this time and today, we acknowledge that there has, in fact, been a child born to us, a son given, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And of this great government and peace, there will be no end. We ask that we join in with that government, in with that peace, in with that favor, and in with the hope of heaven today, concluding 2023 and moving into 2024 for your glory and for your namesake. May your hand of favor rest upon us as we choose to honor and please you in all that we do. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Would you like to call the roll?
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd could not be with us. Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Consideration of previous minutes. Work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 11-7-23. If there are no objections, the reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? If there are no corrections, the minutes stand approved as written. Announcements. I think we're going to vote later to move the council meeting from the 19th, with the week before Christmas, to the 13th.
Next Wednesday.
Which is next Wednesday night. Hate having it on Wednesday night, but we had no choice. It was all night available.
Mayor, I just wanted to make the announcement that Orange Beach, the city, has lost one of our longtime residents, been here since really before the city was a city, Mr. Lamar Sharpless. And Mr. Lamar was involved in everything and a man of many strengths. And so it was just a joy to be around. Keep Sandra, his wife, and their family in your prayers. I think the funeral is Friday, I believe. Orange Beach United Methodist Church. But he was heavily involved in the volunteer fire department when before the city was even a city. And just a gem of a person. So if you'll keep Sandra and the family in the prayers, would be appreciated.
A great leader early on in Orange Beach. His involvement with the fire department when it was a volunteer department. Taught me how to shovel coal, hot coals, when we were cooking butts and stuff like that. But I said cooking, not kicking. But anyways, Mr. Lamar was a great supporter and loved Orange Beach. And can't say enough good enough things about him and his past leadership for our community.
Mayor, I'd like to recognize with gratitude and congratulations Jonathan and Jessica Langston for a wonderful production of Visions of Christmas. 4 sold-out shows.
2,840 tickets.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you all for all the lives that were touched through it.
Amen.
It was a healing process.
Amen.
For our staff. We lost someone very important.
Yes.
Thank you.
Anyone else? All right. Moving on to the accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Motion carries. Moving to unfinished business under resolution. Resolution approving the fiscal year 2024 budget for the City of Orange Beach. Transfer special revenue funds to general fund for special revenue fund projects.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, Ford and department heads.
Thank you, Ford.
Moving to new business under miscellaneous. Approval of special events retail liquor license application by Bottles Up Mobile. Baldwin EMC Christmas Party, December the 9th.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Moving to resolution. Resolution authorizing the city to host community events for the benefit of citizens, visitors of City of Orange Beach in 2024.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution appointing members to the employees leave bank.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of agreement with the CGI Communications, doing business as CGI Digital Community Showcase Video Program.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution professional services agreement with Bob Riley and Associates Lobbying Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Vanscoy Act for move consulting services.
Move to postpone indefinitely.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement. Socialize your business, social media consulting and marketing services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract Baldwin County Economic Development Alliance.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution appropriating funds. Gulf Shores Airport Authority, $75,000 for 2024.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution two performance contracts with Coastal Ballet.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. Isn't the Nutcracker coming up soon?
This yes. weekend.
Yes. This weekend?
Eighth and ninth.
Oh, next weekend.
Okay. So Coastal Ballet, Nutcracker, Friday, Saturday. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution extending the entertainment district at San Rock Key, Perdido Beach Resort.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Resolution extending the entertainment district at the Wharf.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution professional services agreement, J. Jackson, theatrical set building for the Wizard of Oz.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid to construct an events pavilion at the Coastal Arts Center, Thomas Construction, $436,450.
Move to postpone.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Okay. Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Mayor Kenney?
Yes. A resolution authorizes the donation of a surplus vehicle to the Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of an amendment to the enrollment agreement with Blue Cross Blue Shield for the employee health plan.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, moving to public hearings. First public hearing, Zoning text amendment, recreational vehicles at residence.
Yes, this is a proposed amendment to section of 5.16 of the Orange Beach zoning ordinance. It deals with the approval of a zoning text amendment to add language regarding the regulation of recreational RVs as residents. Planning Commission heard this at their meeting last month, gave it a favorable recommendation on an 8-0 vote. Occupied RVs are only allowed in areas that are zoned recreational vehicle parks. They're allowed in mobile home parks that have designated areas for RVs, and also in plan unit developments where the master plan does allow for RVs. So this amendment will not impact any areas or where it's allowed. But occupied RVs are not allowed in other zoning districts, so this is where this amendment will pertain to specifically. So we look at the proposed amendment, the first paragraph in section 5.16 is just one, adding some language, wording, for instance, adding camper shell, automobile, and similar devices to the first paragraph, and also adding language prohibiting RVs from being used as living or sleeping quarters. Now, it will also allow unoccupied RVs to be parked at residences or businesses, but it cannot be hooked to a water or sewer. Can be hooked to electricity, but it cannot be hooked to the water and sewer, and that's for unoccupied RVs. The second paragraph, if we go to our next slide, deals with RVs can be occupied by a homeowner if you're building or reconstructing a residence on the property. Now, this occupancy is only allowed for up to 6 months, and that would have to be approved by the Community Development Department. The RV must be hooked to utilities and have garbage service. It must be tied to an active or valid building permit. It must be located, the RV must be located on the same lot as where the construction or reconstruction is occurring, or an adjacent lot. If the construction or reconstruction exceeds 6 months, the extension can be requested to the Community Development Department, and it can be granted for another period for up to 6 months. And if we go to our next slide, this is just the what will appear in the zoning ordinance if this amendment's approved.
Thank you, Griffin. So reiterate, where's Mark? Somehow on social media that the ordinance change does not prohibit RVs from being stored on lots when allowed. They just can't be occupied. Because that's been
the issue.
Everybody thinks we're telling folks they can't keep their RV at their house. It's not true.
What about when the grandchildren come for the weekend? And grandma and grandpa want to crank it up and put them all up in there. Are we going to patrol that? That was a question throughout the community to me.
Tell us about it. What's going to happen is, here's the way we do things.
You're going to give an inch, take a mile.
Yeah.
There are going to be those out there that do it.
It's never just what is said to be. It's always much more. We do not go looking for infractions. We do not go try to give anyone a hard time, but if someone reports it, if there is a complaint, we have to act on it.
And it's being
abused. And if it's a violation, then we act on it.
Then we have teeth.
Yeah.
I like the ordinance. I know of two in East Orange Beach that have been there for a long time, mm-hmm. and they've got them hooked up, and they're living in it, you know. So,
is there a primary residence on that property?
There he is.
Well, we had folks that were trying to use them for rentals on their property.
I've heard that. So,
and they were all grandkids.
Yeah. All grandkids.
Or they were living in the RV and renting out the house.
Yeah. Grandkids
or
all over the country.
Just the other way.
Those are just grandchildren. Come on, guys.
Yeah. My neighbor turned me in.
Thank you, Griffin.
All right, we'll open up the floor for any questions, comments, thoughts. Not, we will close the floor and move to the next public hearing. Zoning text amendment, tree protection and landscaping applicability.
Yes, this is in section 16.02 of the Orange Beach zoning ordinance. This is approval of zoning text amendment to remove landscaping and tree removal exemptions for the commercial tree operations. Planning Commission considered this last month, gave it a favorable recommendation on 8-0 vote. Presently, the ordinance allows Public Works Department, Recreation Departments, Public Utilities if the work's in the public right-of-way, commercial tree operations, and protected trees that are damaged or destroyed by a natural disaster to be exempt from the landscape and tree removal replacement permitting requirements in Article 16. What this amendment will do is remove commercial tree operations from that list of being exempt.
I'm confused.
I am too.
Kit Alexander, Community Development Director. What we were finding is that people were using this exemption to clear their property. A case in point is the property located directly west of the Dr. Brown's veterinary office. Mm-hmm. The statement was it was a commercial tree operation. It's a very hard thing to dispute. I don't believe, and I don't think anyone understands that that was the situation, but you can't dispute when someone says this was a commercial tree operation.
A loophole.
And then we lost quite a few protected trees. We had some drainage issues that were associated with it. It's been an ongoing issue. We are no longer an agricultural community. We are really an urban community. Now, Woody Speed, our environmental specialist, he can absolutely see when something is a nursery, and nurseries have different ways of being addressed by his office. So we are going to categorize that type scenario, this type scenario we're talking about, in the nursery category, but this whole commercial tree operation, it's just not really appropriate at this time.
And that's the property east of Dr. Brown's?
West of Dr. Brown's.
Yeah, the 60-something acres.
West?
West.
Right by Captain Cove.
Yeah, east of Dr. Brown's.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Is it east?
It's east of Dr. Brown.
Oh, sorry, I got it back. Sorry, yeah, east of Dr. Brown's.
So where they came in there and clear cut, and they have come back in there, and they have mounded up and mounded
the brush.
The brush and stuff like that. I noticed that. I was on the back end at Claudette Circle the other day.
Yes, it ended up being very problematic. We had some flooding issues associated with the removal of the vegetation. And
they, before Sally, they once had a sign posted before they clear cut, and I don't know if it's the current owner. It was called the Bowman Forest for some reason. We actually used it as a FEMA disaster relief after Hurricane Ivan for logistics for trucks and checking trucks and stuff like that. It was called the Bowman Forest. I don't know why that was, but it was clearly place carded that. Do you recall that?
I don't know anything about that sign. I don't know that name.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions? Anybody in the audience got anything they want to add? All right, close the public hearing. Move to ordinance as a first reading, recreational vehicles as residents.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, tree protection and landscaping applicability.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules and for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Motion carries. Do we hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee of the whole meeting for Tuesday, December 5th is called to order. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd is absent. Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering of previous minutes, regular council meeting, committee of the whole 11-14-23, move forward for review. Under miscellaneous, discuss renewal of medical services with Southern Rapid Care, employee health services, reschedule council meeting on December 19th to December 13th. Moving to resolutions. Resolution to update the list of volunteer firefighters, reserve police officers covered under workers' compensation insurance. Resolution appointing attorneys for 2024. Resolution awarding annual bids. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, computer backup. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vacuum pump truck for utilities, $509,207. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, Chris Litton for various special services. Resolution authorizing submittal, Alabama Department of Environmental Management, Clean Water Act, non-point source program watershed grant application. Resolution authorizing execution of Amendment 2 to the sub-award grant agreement, Alabama Department of Conservation, Restore Act funded expansion of the Orange Beach Wildlife Rehabilitation and Education Program. Resolution authorizing execution of a grant agreement with the National Audubon Society for the stewardship of the coastal Alabama beach nesting bird habitat. Resolution authorizing the approval of a variance, Chapter 30, to allow for dewatering by Phoenix South LLC. Resolution authorizing a franchise for Cross Cab, operate taxi in the city of Orange Beach. Resolution authorizing franchise BFI Waste Services for public services, remove and dispose of commercial solid waste, to remove and transport construction demolition debris. Any questions, thoughts? All right. Okay, floor's open. Anyone would like to speak on anything? You have the floor, Mr. Bill.
Thank you very much. Bill Jeffries, 4688 Walker Avenue, for the time being. I want to talk a little bit about that beautiful thing right there, the dolphin. I think you all will all remember back when Mr. Richard Horowitz sent that to us as a reminder that there is hope that we would recover from that damn oil spill. That was one of the most trying times in my life. I saw that as my five grandsons would never get to enjoy what I enjoyed. I can remember sitting and watching that oil come out of that machine down there for too many mornings. But that, when it was first sent to us in a bronze finish, and then it got damaged, and then it got stuck in a warehouse somewhere. And now she has a family with her. And thank you all. Thank you all so much for what you all have done to make that possible. With the juvenile and the baby that's there, does that get any better than that? Yeah, that's right. Mayor and council, I can't tell you. And I think you all have picked the perfect spot, right at the Art Center, where people that enjoy art have got to appreciate that. That's and right. Not only that, but it's sitting right in front of the Orange Beach City Pier. And if you see that and you were to walk out there, there's a darn good chance you might see live ones right out there that exactly. You might enjoy. I can imagine some of my 11 great-grandkids doing that very same thing. But I can't tell you how much that meant to me. When I saw what you all have done, thanks. Thank you all.
The Friends of the Arts had a big, big part of that. So thank y'all.
Yes, I wasn't going to bring that up, but I will. One night at one of the meetings,
for $20, I'll bring up anything, Bill.
There was a gentleman in the group that suggested that wherever that dolphin was, that it should be given to Gulf Shores High School. I can't say that the hair on my head stood up, but it was on the back of my neck. I said, "Oh, my dead body, will that thing ever?" So I didn't even know where it was at that point. It had been damaged and it had been put in a warehouse. So I called Chris Litton. Chris said, "I'll find it by tomorrow morning." And he did. Yeah. We dug it out. And that's how it all started. But thank you all again. I think it's just, if we ever decide that we want a community art tour, that's the flagship. That's the first piece people would have to see. And I hope we can do that someday. Thank you all again so much.
Bill, thank you. Thank you for your vision. You had the vision. Thank you for hanging in there with it. And it is a magnificent display of hope.
Well, I am just thanked too, Tim Tucker and his group. Yes. The job that they did on that base, my gosh, it's so much better than it was before, in my opinion. And the way they mounted it, I think.
Yeah, it looks great.
It looks great.
Hey, I want to back everything Bill said. Thank you so much.
Well, I made the suggestion that we had a Mako shark on the tail of the dolphin, but they wouldn't go along with that for some reason.
It didn't go very long.
I thought it was very appropriate.
We'll save that for another piece of art.
Yeah.
Mako
Beach. Anyone else?
Mako Beach. Yeah. That's right.
And thank you guys. We appreciate y'all very much. Okay, come on.
I'm Angie Green with CMC Gas, and we are teaming up with Fox 10 and the volunteers of Southeast American to do a blanket drive for Orange Beach. They'll start shooting commercials of Orange Beach tomorrow and commercials in front of CMC Gas, and we'll be the drop-off for all the blankets. The blankets that can be donated can be children's blankets, throws, adult blankets, just anything to do with blankets. It'll go from tomorrow, where it starts, and it'll go through the 4th of January. And we're also going to do, we'll have 46 commercials on Fox 10 through the month of December. So I would like to see how anybody could suggest us with Orange Beach get behind it and make Orange Beach number one on the blankets.
Angie, where will they be distributed?
They will be distributed in Baldwin County, in Mobile County, in Clark County. So it'll be just all the Channel 10 viewing area. Okay. We have our corporate office in Jackson, Alabama, but they will not be involved in it. It's all going to be in Orange Beach. and they'll do live drop-offs. And, you know, I can try to update everybody when they'll be there, actually viewing people dropping off blankets. And that'll also be on TV.
And they'll be dropping them off to those in need.
They'll drop them off to us at CMC Gas, and then they'll pick them up January the 4th.
Okay.
And our goal is to beat Mobile, and I won't say that loud, but they raised 533 blankets last year.
Do they need to be new?
They need to be new.
Brand new.
But like I said, it could be children's, infants, and it all goes to the veterans and kids without homes and elderly people. So, it's all, instead of the toy drive, it's to help the community.
Sure.
Mark, I'm sure Mark and Cindy will help get it out on our social media. And
if there's any way, I didn't know if I could approach you guys or anything about putting a flyer in the schools, you can't do?
Well, you'd have to have school on that.
Okay, so that's what I thought. I didn't know if I needed to go to school.
What about our marquees?
I don't know what their policy is on that.
Okay.
Maybe look at that.
Yeah. Marquee. But anything, that we could help, we'd love to do it. And we'd like to, if one place we can make any drop-off instead of our office, if we wanted to park a truck somewhere and do it at one of the facilities in Orange Beach, we can do it at the city council, we can do it at one of the fire stations, as long as you guys approve of it. And we would like to do that as well.
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Just call me.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Green. Anyone else? Anything else? All right. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We are adjourned. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.